Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
I got myself. Trying to open up the line. Hopefully people can hear me. Hopefully I can hear them. Because it was just a bunch of echo going on. Sorry, folks, that we are on this delay. We might have to cancel this one because it's Super Bowl Sunday, you know. And folks are eating and having a good time partying. Let me try to hit up E this next time. I see 623 on the line again.
Yep, I can hear you clear now. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, we were both back and forth like we were on a walkie-talkie.
I only heard like every other third word.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, what is going on? Well, the first thing we're going to go in, I see another number on the line. Wait a minute. 614.
That's me.
Hey, what's up?
Larissa. Hey, Larissa. Listen, you can call me Larissa. There's no problem. I was lost track of time in this kitchen.
And also, Jeff is on the line.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're having some technical difficulties there getting through eventually. We finally made it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. It was echoing back. We're like, what's going on? But anyway, the first thing that's in the news, which I'm sure everybody ought to know by now, that governor in Virginia, do I need to explain it?
That's pretty bad.
Governor Ralph Northam, he was in a yearbook, his medical yearbook. Supposedly he was in blackface. Or he was the Klansman in a robe, a yearbook picture. The day before, he tried to say he was sorry, apologized for the picture and all that. Then the next day, he tried to say it wasn't him. He used the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me. and Michael Jackson sung years ago, "Don't Blame It on the Boogie," because he tried to blame it on Mike putting on makeup and a shoe polish that was hard to get off when he was in a contest. So it's your opinion. I just want to hear your opinion on this crazy mess that's going on right now in Virginia. Should he resign or should he stay on and just throw his body on the mercy of the court? We're going to start with Jeff, then Larissa.
All right, my opinion is on this is it's obviously very racist. It's definitely a mistake. It's wrong. But my only thing that I have an issue with is this is something that happened, what was it, 34, 35 years ago. And even though he was a young man, it was a bad thing that he did. The question I ask myself is he truly a racist because of a photo, or is it bad judgment as a young man? And in the long run, has he changed? You know, sometimes I struggle with stuff like this because being a liberal, people make mistakes, and I have a tendency to try to forgive people, especially if they correct themselves. But as far as I'm concerned, it was very racist.
Now, he did have a nickname while he was in school that they called him Coon Man.
Well, that's bad.
Did you?
That
yes,
wasn't just him then,
that?
So that meant there was a prevalence of racist activity around all around him. So, you know, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. But has he done good things as governor? Has he changed his life? You know, is he trying to be a better person? In other words, you know, we've all made mistakes. We've all done errors. But, you know, because of an incident from a photo, are you going to ruin somebody's life by the judgment of the internet and by the judgment of the news media and what groups are mad at him or whatever? Today it's like everything's weaponized with the internet. You do one bad thing in your life, and let's face it, when I grew up, we didn't have phones and we didn't have cameras taking pictures, because to this day I'd still be on the front page of the National Enquirer when I was a young man.
thank God we didn't.
Yes. But that's my two cents worth.
Risa.
Listen, just like Jeff said, I'm glad that this whole internet age and camera phones wasn't around when I was younger. I'm so glad, you know. It helped me be able to live a calm, decent life as an old, middle-aged person, because I'm just glad it wasn't around. And so saying that, people make mistakes, and just like I said earlier, a lot of people are not, well, there is some racist people in this world, but a lot of people, some of them are not racist. Some of them are racially insensitive, you know, meaning that you do things and you do things and you don't know how it's going to have an impact on people. Now, this was years ago for him. This was 30 years ago or 34 years ago. He might not have been thinking, you know. But there's people now who's racially insensitive, because another woman just did this week, did it during Black History Month, dressed her face up in black, you know, and she has no excuse, you know. So my point is, you know, there's racist people out there, and then there's racially insensitive people out there. And he could have very well been racially insensitive due to his environment. If everybody in his environment, if you grew up around all white people and everybody made these jokes and it was okay, and things like this was okay, I mean, what do you expect? So I give him a pass. I give him a pass on this one. But I better not hear nothing else about him before I give him the boot. I give him a pass on this.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, there was some more blackface in that same yearbook. It wasn't just him.
Oh, really?
See?
Yeah. I listened to the news this morning, and of course, it was reported there was some more blackface in that yearbook, that same yearbook.
Ask you this, too. Wasn't it in Virginia Medical College or something like that, in Virginia?
Yes, it was. Yes. It
well,
was.
I think that probably answers a lot of our question right there.
Yeah,
because there's a lot
the
of...
The moment you go south of that Mason-Dixon line, you're going to run into more of that, and it's a tragedy, and even in this day and age, it's, you know, it's so unfortunate. And I lived in Tennessee for 29 months, and one of the main reasons I left that state was some of that activity and belief. I'm totally against that. I judge a man by his character or a woman by their character. That's what it's all about to me.
Okay, moving on. Roger Stone. We didn't get to talk about this last week, Risa. Roger Stone, he's loving the publicity. Sounding defiant. Will all this be so fun to him when Mueller get him in a hot seat? And also, he's complaining about the use of force during his arrest, which I'm going to tell you right now, he's still walking and he's still breathing. It really wasn't. They might have came with a lot of guns, but nobody got shot. So I don't see where the whole lot of use of, it looked like use of force, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was on display, but it wasn't. Nobody used it. Let's put it that way. He's complaining about that, and the reason why I think that they came in with all guns blazing, looking like they were ready to shoot, because he had threatened Randy Critico. He called him a rat, then threatened to kill his therapy dog, and he also had all those records that he could have just went on, you know, trying to delete all the records that they were looking for. So I guess they had to come in like that, and a lot of FBI agents said it was just typical. That's the way they come get you anyway, just depending on what it is. And if you threaten somebody or their dog or threaten harm somewhere, they're coming with guns and rifles and stuff like that. So my question is, what was your opinion on that? Do you think he was arrested real harshly with excessive use of force? And will he be this defiant on the hot seat when Mueller gets him in the court? Again, starting with Jeff.
Well, let's, in my opinion, explain why he's so cocky and arrogant right now. One of the number one reasons is because the man's loaded. He's got tons of money. And if you see all these other cases where these guys are getting indicted, some of them are already out of jail already. So which means he knows he's going to go to a white-collar prison. He's going to get away with murder. And that's why he's so cocky and arrogant. You know, even if he goes to jail or even they get him on some of these indictments and he's convicted, he's just going to get kid gloves. It's just disgusting. You know, it's so frustrating to me. But I think they'll get him. I mean, I think Mueller, he basically, you know, he's a hound dog, attack dog, man. He'll get him, you know. But like I said, he'll just end up getting some white collar stuff. He'll get slapped on the wrist. I definitely think they were making a show with the force. But because he's so egotistical and stuff, he kind of asked for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Risa?
I agree with Jeff. He's very arrogant. And, you know, probably feel like even though, no matter what, when you get to the top of the I want to call it the food chain or whatever it is, and when you get in their tax bracket, you know, they think that anything against them is wrong. You know, anything. Anything against them is wrong when they have money, you know, because they have power. So, no, it wasn't any excessive force, or they came how they need to come. And anybody, listen, secondly, you got to be a special type of person to threaten somebody's service dog. Or what was it, therapy dog? You got to be a special type of person. Yeah, you're a special type of person when you threaten somebody's therapy dog. Now, that's a first for me. I've never heard of that, you know. And I also think that when he get up there, you know, I think Cohen was very cocky, too. Wasn't he very cocky at first, Cohen? And then he got Mueller brought him down a notch. So he'll get brought down a notch. Yeah.
Well, he admits he's a dirty trickster, right? That's what he lives by.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, that's what he calls himself. Because he was involved in that Nixon stuff, too.
Wow. Unbelievable. Can you imagine
18.
Him and Trump are best friends?
He was 18 when he testified in Watergate.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
that's why he got Nixon's face tattooed in the small of his back. Well,
wow.
Not his ball, the top part of his back. And then as you go to his house, he's got a Nixon poster in the doorway. That's why he posed with the two peace signs up like Nixon did before he left the White House, remember?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Why was he the day that they arrested him? Why was he on Chris Cuomo's show? Didn't his lawyers? I thought that was very. He on there, you know. And even Chris Cuomo said, "I'm surprised that your counsel let you come on here so soon." You know, he just
that's how he makes money. That's how he makes money. He goes, he goes on InfoWars and talks all this noise. He makes money that way by giving all these different interviews and stuff that he's doing.
Yep. That's the other thing, too, and that the mentality of that group is attack. They don't defend. They attack. They name-call, attack, attack, attack. They don't even deny. They just attack.
They just attack. You're right.
Go on, Larissa.
No, I'm just saying you're right. That's what they do. They don't even defend. They just attack.
Yep.
They instantly go on attack.
They're street fighters.
My last thing.
I wish y'all could see this buffalo chicken dip I'm making right now.
Woo, wait.
Go ahead.
I don't want to see it. Hey, take a picture of it. Put it on Facebook.
I will.
Yeah, so I can dip on the picture. My last thing, Jesse Smollett, one of the stars of Empire, was attacked and beaten. Supposedly, they poured bleach over his body and put a noose around his neck. And they said it was two white males that hung on MAGA hats. Your view on that, Jeff? I don't know if you know about it, but it happened this week. Risa.
You first. Yeah, I'll go first. Yeah, I heard about this.
The way they were questioning it, the way they were worded it, I should say, were they questioning that it happened, or were they questioning why, who he said did it? Either way it goes, it's terrible. You know, I don't want anybody to be attacked, ever.
They were questioning how it happened, basically.
Okay. So they're not saying that it didn't happen. They're just questioning how it happened.
No, because he went to a hospital, got treated. No, it didn't happen. It did happen. They're not questioning it didn't happen. They question on how and why, because he was out at 2:00 in the morning by himself. What was he doing? You know what I mean? Thing of that nature.
Well, he's a grown-ass man. I mean, you know, let's be honest. He's a grown-ass man, and can't he be out at 2:00 in the morning by himself? That's probably the
only
time.
Not if you're a star. You should have somebody with you, don't you think?
He's probably trying to sneak out. You know, he probably thought, I can sneak out this time. I don't need anybody. I don't know. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying it was terrible. You know, it's terrible that it happened. I hope it wasn't somebody with some MAGA hats on. I really hope it wasn't. You know, I don't know if I believe it or not. I'm not saying anything. I really hope it wasn't anybody with some MAGA hats on.
Right.
Hello?
But,
okay.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
That's the music to tell us.
I mean, this is the type of world we live in. This is the type of world we live in to where these things are going to happen. You know, gay people are going to be attacked. People of different races are going to be attacked. Yeah, and it's all disgusting, you know. Even if you disagree with the homosexual lifestyle, you gotta still respect people. You know, you gotta respect it. And that's all I gotta say.
Jeff?
Well, my big thing on it, the police are going after that phone record thing, and he won't give his phone up, and he was supposedly talking to his manager when he was attacked, and I guess he had gone to Subway to get a sandwich or whatever and was walking back when he was attacked. My theory on why he doesn't want to give the phone up is because I'm assuming he's probably got gay websites or gay dating or something like that he doesn't want the police to see or to get out into the media. That's what I'm theorizing what happened. There's a lot of sites out there for that kind of stuff for both, you know, heterosexual and homosexual. And nowadays, especially with all the free sexting and all that crazy stuff, I can imagine that's probably why he's trying to hide that phone. But to the police, something like that looks suspicious when he's saying that he was talking to his manager when he was attacked. Either way, if it happened to him, which I believe it did, it was a horrible, horrible event. And I don't know what's happened in the world why we've gone to this extreme other than these last, you know, it's crazy.
Right. And I agree with you.
You know what? Because this is the thing. Gay people didn't just come in this country in the last 10, 20 years. Gay people have been around forever. You know, and so why now is all these attacks happening like this is something new? being gay is nothing new. You know, people been gay back. I'm not even sure how far it's been. Probably years, you know. So why, my point is, why is everybody up in arms about it? Oh, it's wrong now. It's been going on. I mean, I don't understand.
It's been political.
It's been going on. It's been going on since biblical time, for real.
Right.
Okay.
And because the religious people were making a push for the evangelical, or what do they call them, the people that are in power now, the conservatives, they're against that stuff. And that's why you're seeing, I think, more of a prevalence of it. But people are overreacting, and how they're acting is, you know, violent. Instead of just fighting it legislatively, they're fighting it with their fist. And some people are doing that, which is horrible. It's just craziness.
I want the religious people to look at the things that's going on religiously. That's wrong.
Right.
I want them to stay there, you know? I want them to stay there and take care of that first, and then they can come out and condemn everybody else. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the church that shouldn't be going on. I'm not condemning the church at all. I'm just being honest. A lot of things going on in the church that should be going on, and they turn a blind eye to that and point the finger, you know, somewhere else. I don't like
yep,
that.
Yep, I totally agree.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for you two for coming on through all the technical difficulties. It happens once in a while. Technology ain't always perfect. Hey, every time I talk long distance on the phone, normally I talk to somebody from Ohio. I'm down here in Texas, and we get cut off. And then we come back and call back, and they ask first thing, what happened? I said, well, I guess that guy in Indiana, he sneezed and threw off our reception.
Hey, I got one question.
I mean,
I got one question for you two. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That
Who's
was my
win
question.
The Super Bowl?
That was my question, too. I want the Rams to win, but I think it's going to be the Patriots.
I'm with you.
I want the Rams to win, and it's not nothing against the Patriots. I just want somebody else to win. My goodness. I mean, come on. Let's share the wealth. Let somebody else win the Super Bowl.
Well, they did last year. The Patriots lost last year, too, so don't forget that. It can only
have anything away from Tom Brady and the Patriots, though. They're a dynasty.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
But I don't like this year. I want somebody else to also beat the Golden State Warriors because I want to see somebody else win. You know, I just like to see other teams winning. Spread it around.
I agree.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, and I want them to keep winning.
Well, I just want to spread the wealth. That's all. That's all. Just spread it around a little bit. Spread the winning around.
Well, thank you both for calling in. Have a good Super Bowl Sunday. Hopefully next week there'll be more news, which there probably will be, and we'll be doing this again. Take care.
Okay.
Good. Bye, guys. Bye, Clarissa. Bye, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Later.